Good evening and welcome to another edition of Agar Meditation. Today we have a very special kind of practice to be awareness. All right, we've been talking about being awareness and there is quite a bit of confusion amongst people, but today we will focus on a practical approach to how to be awareness. So you're going to practice on being awareness. That's what we're going to do today. So welcome again. But before I continue, I would want to just touch upon a few things that that we have upcoming. So we have a Nirmukta Chikitsa workshop, online workshop that's coming. This is primarily to help all of us reduce the intensity of feelings. So the reason why we are conducting this session is primarily because we are going through a lot of transformation. This is the moment when transformation is maximum. And this is the time for us to work with it. And with transformation, I mean there's so much of anger, so much of envy, jealousy, hatred, enmity, so much of experience that's happening for our learning. And unless we are centered in our awareness, learning cannot happen. We'll only be experiencing. We'll be feeling the anger, we'll be feeling the hatred, we'll be wondering, I've been practicing so much, but still I'm feeling so many emotions. What else must I do? So there are not many things that you have to do, but you just have to center your awareness. That's the most important thing that you have to do. So all of our practices are meant towards removing everything that prevents you from centering your awareness. So one of those practices is Nirmukta Chikitsa. Then we have an outbound program that's coming, which we just posted today. This is with Dr. Ravi Kumar, whom I know personally. We both were research mates. He is a 63-year-old man who is so ripe in the forest. In fact, to just give you a small anecdote, today I called him and he just pleasantly in a soft voice told me that I will answer your call later. And in the afternoon, late afternoon, he called me and he said, when you called, I was photographing a tiger that was sharpening its nails across the bark of a tree. And after some time, I was photographing a bear that had climbed up a tree and it was eating some berries. And he also saw a carcass of a deer. So he was in the thick jungles of southern India. He was a resource person of the forest department. He's sought after by many people. And he's one of the persons who has more than 100 research papers to his credit. And he has about 900 plus citations to his credit. And he recently published a book which was released by our Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. So that is the caliber of Dr. Ravi Kumar. But he's a very down-to-earth person, humble person who agreed to come and help us understand what plants do, how plants heal, what are the medicinal properties. So this is something that I thought clubbing with a nature walk and having a person like Dr. Ravi Kumar would be a fantastic combination. And so we have this event happening on the 28th of July. So those who are interested and who are in Bangalore or would like to come to Bangalore, you can join us. We're having a very modest fee, which includes the fee that we are going to pay him for his service. That's our gratitude. And also, you're going to have lunch with us. And of course, transportation is arranged. So these are the two events that are coming. So now let's, so those who are interested can get back to Raga Sudha. She is the person. And there's another number that's put on the image that we posted. You can contact one of those two numbers. Well, so Agar Meditation members who have got the club card, you're going to have a 10% off on the fee if you're choosing to come. All right, now let's get back to the meditation. So the meditation is to witness as the self. So you need to practice this. We have practiced the figure of eight, which I have helped you understand. And which you have understood, and we saw it was also available for you for some time. Now, that was primarily to prevent you from absorbing other people's judgment of you and to prevent yourself from judging others. Now, going one step further is to practice being a witness. When you practice being a witness, you are witnessing yourself. That's so you're not only witnessing other people and their judgments, you're witnessing yourself. You're going to witness your internal system. And that's what we are going to experience today. So as always, let us start by centering our awareness. Let us start with the Maypole meditation. So all of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The circle is on the ground, and the size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see yourself, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. See yourself facing this pole. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your ribbon, walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any clutter, any anger, any judgments that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress or anger and resentment that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Thank you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to release. Now, imagine the tall pole in the center of your body. Imagine the tall pole in the center of your body. Imagine the sphere at the top of the pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from it. You are the sphere. You are the pole. Now come back to conscious awareness. Slowly open your eyes. It could be a slightly heady experience for some of you, but many of you were trying to position yourself inside the pole, and you were either behind the pole, and beside it, or ahead of it, but not inside. So it's not about you as your name and form that needs to be positioned inside the pole or to be as the sphere. You are not the body. So why are you imagining your body to be inside the pole? This is the training that we need to break, that the belief that you are the body, the belief that you are the structure, the belief that you are male, female, the belief that you are the way you look. You have to break this belief. You know, it's like two pages of a paper which are just stuck together, two leaves which are stuck together. You just have to separate them. When they're stuck together, you just imagine that there's just one leaf or just one paper. It takes some amount of investigation for you to understand that these are two leaves which are stuck together or two papers which are stuck together. And once you've investigated, you have to separate the two papers or the two leaves. Similarly, once you understood that you and your body, you and your mind, you and your thoughts, you and your emotions and feelings are not the same, then you have to separate the two. And for that, you need awareness. For that, you need practice. Because for millions of years, literally, you've been believing that you are the body, that you are your thoughts, feelings, emotions. You have believed that you are the name and form. So you have to separate the two. If you don't, then everything, if you don't focus on separating the two, then all the experiences will definitely make you feel a victim and make you feel that all the spiritual practices are only causing me to be hurt deeper. You will not be able to see clarity in how you need to exist through this, through this quagmire of relationships. So let us come to this practice. Now, this practice of witnessing as the self literally means to be the awareness that you are. And so we are going to imagine a central staff inside the body, a central pillar inside the body. Now, I am that pillar. So in your body, you are that pillar. And while the heart beats, I want you to observe the heartbeat. The heart is beating. Don't say, my heart is beating. You're not the body. Say, the heart is beating. And when you move your eyeballs, you observe, you are the pole. You observe your eyeballs moving. And when you swallow, you observe that the body is swallowing. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this one step at a time so that you get more clarity. So first, we will go towards swallowing. Okay, it's a very simple external process. So this is what I want you to do. Imagine that you are the central staff inside the body. As you sit straight, imagine that you are the pillar inside the body. Obviously, the pillar does not have eyes, nose, mouth, does not have a head, does not have a body. So there's no imagining that the body is the pillar. No, it's just a pillar. And you are watching this pillar. Now you are the pillar. I want you to be the pillar, not watching this pillar, not behind the pillar. You are the pillar. And you are the pillar in this name and form of body that you are. Now I want you to be aware of the swallowing action of the body. I want you to be aware of the swallowing action of the body. I want you to say this in your mind. While I say, Mahesh is swallowing saliva. I'm not Mahesh. My body has a name called Mahesh. I'm not Mahesh. My body has a name called Mahesh. I am consciousness. I am consciousness. I have this body which is called Mahesh, and I exist in this body. And I exist everywhere as well. Now the body called Mahesh is going to swallow, and I, as the pillar inside this body, am going to watch it. So you tell yourself, I am going to watch this body swallow. And you can say your name. I'm going to watch this person swallow saliva. And I'm the pillar. I'm the consciousness in the form of a pillar. And now swallow as you observe. When you swallow, you'll be able to see that you are behind the throat. You're behind the throat. You just observe the swallowing. If you haven't done it, do it. And if you swallow too soon, do it again. You can say it again, the body is swallowing. Swallow the saliva as you observe this body swallowing saliva. when you get to the point where you are able to watch the body, it's pretty addictive. It's pretty addictive. You will just try and withdraw yourself within and start observing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But you have to draw a balance between world, between the Maya and the self. There has to be a balance. How many of you were able to observe the swallowing? Excellent. So many of you. Very good. It wasn't so difficult after all. So now, let us observe the heartbeat. This is going to be pretty intense. You will feel the heart beating pretty intensely. So don't be alarmed. Even if you feel that you are experiencing some fearful feelings, don't worry. It's just the heart that's beating. And you may feel the heartbeat all over you. So from being the pillar, observe your heartbeat. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes. How many of you were able to feel the heartbeat? It might still be pounding hard at this moment. It's very intense and very quiet inside. Excellent. So watching as the self literally means to observe the body and the mind and the senses, to observe all of them, because you are none of them. You are consciousness. Thus, the sense organs are given only for our interaction with the world, but we should not trust them beyond what they are meant to be used for. Otherwise, we get enslaved by them. The mind is used as the tool to process information. Don't trust it beyond what it is being used for. It's capable of much more, but if you trust it, it's going to just take you for a ride. So you just have to trust yourself while using all these faculties that have been given to you for you to express yourself, to exhibit yourself, and to experience life, and to learn, grow, and liberate yourself. That's what this life is meant for. So don't put too much trust in any of the faculties that you have. They're just meant to be used so you can learn, grow, and liberate yourself. That's the sole purpose of all our existence, no matter where you came from. Imagine fundamentally we are all beings, and all of us are just the one whole truth that is there, whatever you may call it. Doesn't have a name, doesn't have a form. We are all just that. And as that consciousness, as we define it, that consciousness has multifarious names and forms. It's idiotic to to position yourself with a religious, in a religious paradigm, we are limiting yourself to being a follower of a particular religion or sect. You are the whole. You, me, there's no difference, there's just one. And for you to experience this one, you have to have an experience of being the self. The self is just a spark of the divine. And the divine and the spark are just one and the same. There's no difference. So let's get back to this experience of being the self. Come back into the central staff, be the central staff inside the body. And keep your back, neck, and head straight. While being the staff, observe the lungs breathe. Observe the air traveling through your nostrils into your lungs and out. Make sure your eyeballs are down, in a downward gaze, eyelids closed, so you don't get lost in thoughts. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. The world is full of challenges of all kinds. And like I mentioned earlier, these challenges come to us only for our learning. Do not get lost in them. Do not even for a moment identify with the suffering, so-called suffering. There are umpteen number of challenges, and when you exist as the self, then you, your self-confidence will be as tall as the roof. And then you will live in the solutioning part of life where you look at possibilities of how to overcome these challenges. Even for a moment, you won't exist in a place where you feel defeated, where you feel challenged. You constantly exist in solutioning, in finding opportunities, finding balance. That's the core of existence. That's the reason why we all come, to learn and to grow and to liberate ourselves. Are there any questions or comments before we proceed? How many of you experience yourself being the center of this awareness, centering the body, not touched by the body? Anyone who felt not touched by the body, or just being the awareness, being all inside? Excellent.
So right now, I'm just feeling very calm and
I'm sorry, Rashi, I had muted. So if you can repeat.
I'm just feeling a sense of calmness, and I don't want to talk. You know, I don't feel like talking.
Good. So it's important for us to come back to the center that we are, the awareness that we are, the consciousness that we are. One day, it'll all be so quiet. And there won't be any shouting. There won't be any noise. It'll just be a deep lull. What you call is the deafening silence. It'll all be that. And there is no shouting, no yelling, no calling. There's no second person. There's just the oneness all over. If you don't practice being this oneness of all, if you don't practice being all that is, then one day you will feel so lonely and alone. You'll feel so afraid. The subtle body will continue to exist, wanting the experience of body, name, ego, and separation. It will be tormenting for you to be in that space where you're disembodied, but you're not a part of the whole. You're still experiencing that separatedness somewhere, and you deeply and desperately want a physical experience. And you would have forgotten how troublesome, how wicked, and how tormenting this physical experience was. So before it gets too late, you start practice being the self. Is there anyone out here who has got the data of your exit date? Anyone here knows when you're exactly going to pass away, when this body is just going to throw you out? No one, right? So practice before it's too late. Practice just being the center of awareness, being that awareness in the body. So this experience cannot be explained to anyone, like Mr. Bhattacharya says. It cannot be explained to anyone. You just have to live it. And you don't have to explain it to anyone. Just live it. And once you live it, continue to live it. Be the center of awareness. And you will see life is just happening all around you. Be untouched by life. While you still live on this planet, be untouched by life. And you will see that every small wish, desire that emanates out of the body, mind, ego gets fulfilled by consciousness. You're just going to see it. It's fun to watch everything just happen as you watch everything, but not indulging in it. It's a practice which is worth practicing, because then you're untouched by fear, untouched by doubt, untouched by any emotion that can limit you. You're just going to watch everything happen at a particular rhythm, a speed, and you are not any of it. Practice it. Practice it every day. So one day you will have this experience of being the self and watching as the self. While you watch through the eyes, you hear through the ears, you smell through the nose, but you are not this body. You're going to recognize clearly that the body is smelling these scents, the ears are hearing this, So when you practice being awareness, then you can mute all sounds, no matter how loud they are. Your inner silence will be so profound that external noise will simply not disturb or distract you. Be that while you still have a body. One day you're just going to be consciousness, the whole, without limits. You're going to be that limitless consciousness. But until that time, you have to practice limitlessness. And the way is to watch as the self. Are there any questions?
So that's the same way we employ to you observe our breath.
Rashi, you were talking. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, sir, I'm saying that when we are meditating, we use the same way to observe our breath.
Correct. But then, while you're observing the breath, you are the body, mind, ego observing the breath. You are Rashi Mata observing your breath.
Yeah.
This practice is not the same. Here you are watching Rashi Mata's body breathing. You're watching the breath travel into the nose. So you're not going to feel the breath. You're not feeling the breath. You're watching the breath. You are the awareness. You are not the body, mind, ego. While you are watching the breath, you are the body, mind, ego. But here you're not the body, mind, ego. You are the awareness. You are all that is. You are consciousness, which is in this body and which is everywhere else. As consciousness, you're just going to watch from within this body. You're going to watch this body breathing. You're just going to watch the air travel through the nostrils into the lungs of this body. Not into my lungs. I'm not watching me breathing. I'm consciousness. I don't breathe. I'm consciousness. I am limitless. I don't even have a shell. I don't have a body. I'm everything. This is not a concept. This is not a concept. This is reality. And to experience this reality, you have to practice being the consciousness. You have to practice who you were while you were born. While you were born, you were limitless. You suddenly realize that there is a hand and there is a leg, and you realize that when you said move, they started moving. And then you were entrapped into the belief that you are this limited being with 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Sometimes when we look at ourselves into the mirror, or when we just look at our body parts, I think that awareness also comes, right? I mean, have felt that when I see myself in the mirror and, you know, making those faces and all, and then I feel, okay, this is not actually me. And sometimes when I see my hand moving or leg, then also I connect that this is my leg moving, or, you know, this is the leg moving, or this is the hand moving.
You can't have that experience of unlimitedness unless you go within.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. You're looking at imagination and your reflection, and you're saying that that's not me.
Right.
But then that's a reflection.
Mm.
That's a mirror. It's definitely not you. It's just a reflection of you, of the body, mind, ego. What I'm asking you to do is to go within the shell called Rashi Mata. Go within the shell, center your awareness, be that staff, that awareness of all that is, the awareness that you are all that is. And from there, observe this body breathing, observe the heart beating, observe all the processes happening in this body called Rashimatta.
Yes, so that kind of creates detachment.
I want you to experience it. Don't word it.
Yeah.
Don't word it. It's too limited. It's too gross to word it. You must practice. You can't experience it just like that without practice. You have to center your awareness. Center yourself as the awareness in this frame called the body-mind-ego, which has a name of on it. You're going to center your awareness inside it. You're also everywhere else, but here you're going to center this awareness and observe this body, the heartbeat, the lungs breathe, everything else. You're just going to observe it. Practice it. You're going to observe this body's sense organs working. You're going to observe the ears of this body are hearing. The nostrils of this body are breathing. The eyes of this body are watching. The nose of this body is smelling. And the mouth of this body is, and the throat of this body are swallowing. So you have to slowly but definitely disengage from this body. You are not the body. So disengage yourself from this body and experience yourself as the divine self. That's the whole objective, the whole purpose of this watching as the self. Is there anyone who needs more clarity on this? All right. So if you have the clarity, if you understand what it means to get into this experience, then please experience it every day. Sit in meditation, sit in the posture, center your awareness and experience it. Don't be in a hurry to share. Don't be in a hurry to share this experience. Don't be in a hurry. The moment you experience it, don't just snap out of it and say, I got it. Stay in the experience. Live it and live it longer. Don't lose it the moment you experience it. Don't say, I felt it, I experienced it, and don't just snap out of it. The mind always loves separation. It will want you to celebrate. But just hold back, experience it, because that's your absolute reality. That's your ultimate reality. When you experience it, just continue to experience the self, the whole that you are. So let's connect next Saturday. Until then, all of you have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. And I would appreciate that you share this experience personally. Don't put it into the group. Don't put it into the group, because when you put it into the group, some people might get anxious that they are still not getting it. So please share as a personal message. We want as many people to experience the oneness that they are. Let's all contribute to this oneness that we are only through this inner experience. Lots of love, signing off today. And thank you for having me conduct this session. I'm feeling a little heady, spaced out from this experience. So I'm going to... There is a question here. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of this Agar Meditation Group today. I'm sorry I'm not able to speak. So let's connect again next Saturday. Thank you.